This is Sean Bindley's Blues with a Feeling, brought to you by the Aramanga Motel and Caravan Park, smack dab in the middle of the red dirt plains of southwestern Queensland.
G'day there and welcome to you, my friends. This is Blues with a Feeling, and this week, something very special for you. Charlie Musselwhite's new record, Mississippi Sun, is in stores this week, and I'm excited to feature it for you. Since the release of his debut album, Stand Back, here comes Charlie Musselwhite's Southside Band in 1967. He's been acknowledged as one of the music world's harmonica masters. Learning on the streets and in the bars of the Windy City, Chicago, after moving there as a teen, seeking a break from the life of poverty that was living in Memphis in a single-parent family in the Deep South in the 50s. Charlie's career has seen him release coming up to 40 albums, and he's collaborated with the very best over the years, John Lee Hooker, Ben Harper, Bonnie Raitt, INXS, Tom Waits, and the Blind Boys of Alabama. In fact, his first album with Ben Harper was a Grammy Award winner, and his release, 100 Years of Blues with Elvin Bishop, was widely regarded as one of the blues releases of the year in 2020 when it came out. Charlie's the harmonica player du jour, of course, but he's often played his very deep blues guitar on a couple of tracks on his records. On Mississippi Sun, it's all Charlie on the guitar, and boy, oh boy, does he know how to back up a harp player. And I love the way Charlie's harp doesn't step all over the guitar playing. And in addition to featuring the album, Charlie Musselwhite is my guest on the program this week. Well, I spoke to him a couple of weeks ago about moving to Chicago and learning the blues from the likes of Big Walter Horton and Little Walter Jacobs, about living in the basement of Delmark Records boss Robert Kester with legendary blues man Big Joe Williams. He told me about making the decision to move back to Mississippi away from the climate change disaster going on in California via the droughts and yearly wildfires, about being back with Alligator Records and rising young blues star Chris Tone Kingfish Ingram. Congratulations on this new upcoming album, Mississippi Sun. It sounds wonderful.
Thank you very much. I'm really excited about it myself. I didn't know it was it would get this much excitement going, but Alligator sure seems to like it a lot, and everybody that's heard it seems to like it, and I'm happy about that.
Yeah, I bet you are. Now, one of the stories behind this is about the fact that you have resettled in Mississippi. Tell me about your journey back to the where you grew up, or where you grew up for a couple of years.
Well, California was awful nice and a lot of great people there, and it was real good to me. But with the drought and the global warming and the fires, and they were coming closer and closer, and it just looked like it was inevitable that eventually we'd get burned out.
Wow.
So we already had a home here in Clarksdale, so we just sold that house and shipped all our stuff out, and here we are.
I remember when you released Delta Hardware at the time, that was based around that picture of that building that you've got down there in Clarksdale as well.
Yeah, that building is just, I could walk there in about a minute and a half.
I love that aspect of it. When you look, well, we've spoken before, but you look at an album cover and you think, wow, that's really, it takes you all sorts of places. And then when you speak to the person who owns the building, who lives next door to it and walks past it every day, it's just another thing again.
I don't own it anymore. We had a part interest in it, and we sold that and took this entire building that we're in here.
When I first started hoboing, hoboing, I took a highway to be my friend, to be my friend.
My name is Cedric Burnside, and you listen to Sean Benz Lee, Blues with the Feeling.
How did you evolve the idea of this new album, Mississippi Song? One of the big things, of course, that people are talking about, the fact that you played all the guitars on this record. Is that the first time you've done that?
No, there's an album called In Your Darkest Hour that we put out on our own label called the Henrietta Records label. That's my wife's name, and she's my manager. But that was years ago. It was a... Actually, it started out as a soundtrack to a documentary about hobos. I was asked to play for the documentary, and they didn't have any money, but they said I could keep the recordings for myself. So we listened to that, and we thought, you know, we could make an album out of this. And we left off all the sound effects for harmonica and stuff and added a few more records. And that was a guitar album. Not many people heard it, but it's still available. And this one, just two blocks from me, or three blocks, a friend of mine has a really good studio, and he's a musician and songwriter, and we just were spending a lot of time there playing. And you know at some point we just started recording things just to see how they would sound. And it was going pretty well. So we brought in a drummer with a couple of tunes and an acoustic bass, and didn't really know anybody would be that excited about it. It was just an experiment. And I felt like I was too close to it to really have a perspective. And so when I saw how happy and excited Alligator was about it, they just loved it right away. There was no question about it. It really made me happy.
In your lonely room, in your darkest hour, think of me, darling, you're my desire. In your lonely room, in your darkest hour, honey, call on me. I took a dark road till I found the sun. Nobody loved me like Henrietta Dunn. In your lonely room, in your darkest hour, honey, call on me. Side of town, remember me, darling, when your blues come down. In your lonely room, in your darkest hour, honey, call on me. Stand at your window, another lonesome dawn, think of me, baby. Honey, please come home. In your lonely room, in your darkest hour, honey, call on me. Call me, baby.
Be nice for you to be back with Alligator Records. The label's celebrated 50 years last year, and there's been all sorts of stuff going on. The success of your album with Elvin last year, 100 Years of Blues, it's all a beautiful thing.
Well, Alligator knows how to sell records. And with Alligator, it seems like it's really a labor of love. You know, that it's a business, but they really love the music. And I've been with other labels where it's just about business. They don't care about, they just want to sell records. They don't really know or care about the music itself. So that's the beauty of Alligator. They love the music.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's, when I spoke to Bruce last year, he said, I want to be able to listen to every song and think it's the best thing I've ever heard.
He's a good guy. I admire his taste.
My baby, she is a honeybee. My baby, she is a honeybee. Might not sting for you, but she's always buzzing me. Man needs honey, gives it when he could, stinging always. feels so good. My baby, she is a honeybee. Might not sting for you, but she's always buzzing me.
Thanks to the Aramanga Motel and Caravan Park on the long-forgotten shores of the Aramanga Sea in southwestern Queensland. Playing music washed in the muddy waters of the Mississippi and beyond, this is Sean Binley's Blues with a Feeling.
I was thrilled when Charlie Musselwhite agreed to chat to me for the show a couple of weeks ago. He's been a massive part of my life in the blues here in Australia. And by that I mean by his frequent visits over the last five decades and his wonderful records. The new album on Alligator Records is called Mississippi Sun, and those tracks were Stingery, and in there as well, In Your Darkest Hour, the John Lee Hooker classic Hobo Blues, and Charlie's Blues Up the River. This album has created all sorts of excitement in the world of blues. It's great hearing Charlie play guitar on every track. This is a guy, of course, who shared the world's recording studios and stages with the very best guitar players the blues world has to offer. And Charlie surely knows all the right notes and just when to play them.
when you moved from Memphis into Chicago in the early 60s. I was going to ask you about some of the characters that weave their way through this record, and start out with Bob Kester and your association with that little record store that has become such an amazing thing over the years, and how you ended up sharing a basement with no less a character than Big Joe Williams, who you remember on this album.
Oh, sure. I remember it like it was yesterday.
Wow.
There were some interesting times. When I was rooming with Big Joe, later we moved to another place after I got in a fight with Bob. And that's a long story. But at that time, I didn't really know that I had a future in the music business. I just loved blues. And I was hanging out in all the clubs. In Memphis, I'd already taught myself some guitar and harmonica just because I really wanted to play it just for myself. But then it just evolved into a career. If I'd have known early on where this was headed, I'd have paid a lot more attention.
Remember the time when you finally realized that this actually is my career and this is what I'm going to do for a living? Do you remember that moment?
Well, I think it kind of got through to me when my first album came out. And it was well received, and it really gave me a career and put me on the road. Well, Sam Charters produced that record, and whenever he would come through Chicago, he knew that I knew where everybody was playing. And he liked for me to take him around to these real rough little clubs to hear live blues. He had heard me and Walter Horton playing together, two harmonicas. And so since he had heard that, he had me play with Walter Horton on one tune on the series called Chicago, the Blues Today. Later, Sam called me up and asked me if I wanted to make an album. I said, yeah, I'll make an album. Yeah, sure. So we got to the studio and he said, okay, you got 3 hours, knock it out. And so we actually did the whole album in under 3 hours. Hey, this is Charlie Musselwhite, and I'm listening to Sean Bendley, Blues with a Feeling. I ain't lying, baby.
In the dark, sometimes you can hear your heartbeat, or the heart of the one next to you. The house settles down after holding itself up all day. Shoulder slumps, gives a big sigh. You hear no one's footfall in the hall. That drip in the kitchen sink marking time. June bug on the window screen can't get in, but he keeps on trying. One way or another, we're all in the dark. Fireflies, sparks, lightning, stars. Campfires, the moon, headlights on cars. The northern lights in the Milky Way. You can't see that stuff in the day. When the truth turns its back on the sun, the stars come out and the planets start to run around. Now they call that day is done, but really it's just getting started. Some folks take comfort in that. How dark is it? It's too dark for goblins. How dark is it? It's so dark you can smell the moon. How dark is it? It's so dark the wind gets lost. How dark is it? It's so dark the sky's on fire. How dark is it? It's so dark you can see Clarksdale, Mississippi from here.
You had that whole folk scene, and they were putting out albums, and there were albums of, like, say, all of Muddy's 45s called The Best of Muddy Waters, and yeah, all of Little Walter's 45s called The Best of Little Walter. There were some albums, but not like today where they spend, I remember somebody telling me, oh, I never spend less than 99 hours on a tune. What are you doing in all that time?
Yeah, yeah.
And we just knocked them out one after another. There was no overdubbing or any of that stuff. It was just what you hear is what we did.
I thought I heard
I knew Little Walter real well. He sometimes he'd give me a ride home after the gig, or I remember one time there had been a big fight broke out, and he walked me out to the bus stop and waited until the bus got there to make sure I didn't get in any trouble. But an interesting thing was one night I saw Walter Horton play what's called fourth position on the harmonica. I'd never heard of such a thing. He was playing in the key of A on a C harmonica. And I walked up to him. I said, what do you do? What is that? I said, what harmonica are you playing? He showed me a C. I knew he was playing in the key of A, but I'd never heard of somebody playing in the key of A on a C harmonica. Well, a couple of weeks later, I saw Little Walter. I still remember it was on 63rd Street, in front of a club called the I Spy Lounge. And Walter was standing out there on the sidewalk. And I walked up to him and I said, man, you know, I saw Shaky Walter playing in the key of A on a C harmonica. I never heard of such a thing. And Walter just shrugged his shoulders and said, oh, that ain't nothing. You can play in the key of E on a C harmonica. What? That's called fifth position. I'd never heard of such a thing until I learned it from those guys.
Such as the legend of Big Walter Shaky Horton and his remarkable ability to play that tiny little instrument.
Well, he wasn't no slouch, neither was Little Walter. Or Sonny Boy. And Jimmy Reed.
You're listening to Sean Binley's Blues with a Feeling.
Thanks for joining me this week. I'm featuring Charlie Musselwhite's latest album, Mississippi Sun, and Charlie is my guest. That song, Charlie Musselwhite's version of Charlie Patton's Peavine Blues. Before that, a Guy Clark song, The Dark, and Remembering Big Joe. That's Big Joe Williams, of course, the legendary hard-living blues man who wrote Baby Please Don't Go, possibly the most recognised and covered blues song of all time. Opening that set when the Frisco left the shed. Thanks for tuning in or downloading the show this week. And if you're new to the program, well, it's great to be with you. And please, if you're digging what I'm laying down for you, spread the word and like, follow and comment at the Facebook page, Sean Bindley's Blues with a Feeling. And of course, you can find previous episodes of the program at my website, seanbindley.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know I'm a crawling king snake. my girl. I'm a lover for myself.
You start putting together a collection of songs for an album like this. There's some wonderful covers, and you know, John Lee Hooker's Hobo Blues for a start. We know the extent of your friendship with John Lee back in those early days, and of course you played on these albums right up till the end.
I just played the tunes I know and that I like, and some I wrote and some were covers. They're all tunes I like, and I've always played them on guitar. You know, it wasn't any like big preparation for an album or nothing like that. I just played what I know.
Can you tell me about John Lee Hooker? What do you remember about that guy?
Gosh, I knew John so well and spent a lot of time with. I used to stay, sometimes I just stay at his house for a couple of days, you know. Yeah. He was a real good friend. And I remember he would come from, he lived in Detroit, and I was in Chicago, but he would come to Chicago to play. And that's where we first met. And we were like instant friends, like he was meeting an old friend, like I'd known him forever. And when I went out to California, I remember calling John and saying, man, I think you ought to come out to the West Coast. I think you'd really like it. A lot of pretty girls out here. Next thing I know, John's out there. He lived, moved to Oakland. That was the first place he lived. And he lived in a bunch of places after that. But he was a good friend, a real generous man. I could go on and on about stories about John Lee. He was a good man. Everybody, I'm sure, that knew him misses him today, yeah, to this day.
Once again, I just, you know, try not to make it about me, but I think about those times, and I have to remind myself that you were a teenager in your late teens, and the great John Lee Hooker, who I picture in my mind as probably a 70-year-old, was probably late 20s and early 30s when you guys were first friends.
I think he was probably more like in his late 40s or 50s.
Yeah.
He was still kind of a young man. And I was just a kid.
I was walking down the road when blues gave me a ride. You know, blues tells the truth in a world that's full of lies. I was raised up in Memphis. That's down on 61. But you'll find me in Clarksdale, where I have my fun. For you, won't you jump on board? You can forget all your troubles and roll on down the road. Well, now, baby, hear that sound. Hear that howling wind. You know it blows as light. This old world is about to end.
How do you find Mississippi living there these days?
Well, I'm looking at the Delta right there in front of me.
Yeah.
I'm right in downtown Clarksdale, and it just makes sense. We love living in the Delta.
Yeah, yeah. And how far away are you from Kosciuszko, where you were born?
Oh, Kosciuszko.
Kosciuszko, yes.
It's probably two hours away, yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. And does it feel like coming home to you?
Oh, yeah. I used to come to Clarksdale back in the 50s.
Oh.
I had three uncles that lived here, so I have early memories of coming here from way back. My mom grew up just down the road in Friars Point.
So many names that make me go, what, your mom grew up in Friars Point? I know that place.
You ever heard of Friars Point?
I've heard of Friars Point, yes.
Hey, this is alligator recording artist Rick Estrin, and you're listening to Sean Binley on Blues with a Feeling.
Thank you.
Mama, you can take a trip with me.
Time you were here in Australia, you were playing with Ben Harper, and of course you and Ben were lucky enough to receive a Grammy for that wonderful album that you put out. Where's your relationship with Ben at the moment? Are you guys planning on doing some more work together?
We did another album after that called No Mercy in This Land.
Yep.
We were on the road together 4 years, I believe. I still hear from him sometimes, but he's doing other things and I'm doing other things. And, you know, then the pandemic's been going on for about 2 years now, which is the first break I've had in a long time.
You know, I've spoken to lots of musicians who say the actual opportunity to get off the road for a couple of years was really quite revelatory.
It was nice for me. I mean, I didn't miss my suitcase at all.
Yeah.
And I'd never, you know, I'd be on the road 250 days a year. You know, being at home was like something exotic. So this was, for me, a real break. I got to listen to a lot of records I'd never get to listen to, do what I call woodshedding, you know, playing guitar and harmonica and just investigating music and just having fun with it instead of packing and unpacking and hitting the road again. It was great to be home. I could actually have a project at home where I could start it and actually finish it. In the old days, it was real frustrating that I couldn't finish anything. I'd have to leave again.
Did you ever walk down one old lonesome road? From town to town. Did you ever drift from town to town? And did you think about your baby and your blues come falling down? We'll be right back.
This is Sean Binley's Blues with a Feeling, brought to you by the Aramanga Motel in Caravan Park, smack dab in the middle of the red dirt plains of southwestern Queensland.
I've been lucky enough to see Charlie Musselwhite live in concert many times over the past four decades, firstly back in the 80s, before Bluesfest started bringing the blues very best to Australia every year, and since then many times at the festival, and many times as Charlie toured. A lovely bloke, his life story is the stuff of legend. He played all the harmonica on John Hammond's first album in 1965. He's been the gold standard for the outer blues harmonica ever since. The album is Mississippi Sun. And in that set, Drifting from Town to Town, My Road Lies in Darkness, Blues Gave Me a Ride, and Charlie's version of John Lee Hooker's classic Crawlin' Kingsnake. Should have asked him about the time John Lee was best man at his wedding. Well, we're low on time here, and I was keen to find out what the immediate future holds for Charlie after a couple of years off the road due to the pandemic.
Plans for heading back out on the road soon, with most of the restrictions on travel seeming to have eased now?
I'm leaving on the 14th for Switzerland.
Okay.
Then I come back and I got gigs around the U.S. and on the west coast of the U.S. and I'm getting back out there again.
We've seen the first Bluesfest here in Australia just a couple of months ago after a couple of years of cancellations, which have devastated the festival industry here in Australia. How do you think it's going to be different? Do you think things will sort of jump back to the way they were previous to the pandemic as far as ability, because we've seen the ability to make a living out on the road certainly decrease over the last 10, 15 years as things have changed in the world?
Well, that's a good question. I don't think anybody knows. We just have to take it a day at a time and see. I'm thinking things will get back. I'm optimistic is what I should say.
Yeah. Well, a lot of fingers crossed around the world hoping that things can, you know, Bluesfest had big crowds. I think they had 101,000 people over the 5 days, and they even had a couple of international acts that came out. George Benson was there, and Kingfish was there, of course, just a couple of days after he won the Grammy Award.
I wandered alone from my home by the river, early dawn. I was happy and free. I looked for my friends, but I never could find them. I found they were all rank strangers to me. Everybody I met seemed to be a rank stranger. Mother or dad, not a friend could I see. They knew not my name, and I knew not their faces. I found they were all rank strangers to me. They've all moved away to the voice of a stranger. A beautiful home by the bright crystal sea. Some beautiful day I will meet them in heaven, where no one will be a stranger to me. Everybody I met seemed to be a rank stranger. Mother or dad, not a friend could I see. They knew not my name, and I knew not their faces. I found they were all rank strangers to me.
Must be pleasing for you and the folks at Alligator Records to see this new generation of Mississippi blues artists like Kingfish and Cedric Burnside, of course, who also won his first Grammy the other day.
I know both of them. Yeah. And Kingfish, he plays all around here.
Yeah.
He's from Friars Point.
Yeah.
He loves to play at Red's. Red's is just down the street here. I could walk to Red's in about 5 minutes. It's an old juke joint. And Kingfish, Also, the Delta Blues Museum is right over here. I can see it out my window.
Wow.
And they have an after-school program for kids to learn how to play guitar, harmonica, piano, drums, wherever they want to play. They teach blues at the museum. And that's where Kingfish came out of, that after-school program. And a lot of young, good blues players come out of there. This is a real good thing for the town of Clarksdale.
Well, it's amazing to think he was, what, about 12 when he first started playing, and now he's 22, and he's got his second album out, and he's won a Grammy, and he's one of the most amazing guitar players I've ever seen.
I know. You can only wonder, how much better is he going to get?
I know. Well, you know, initially when he was starting, and there was lots of videos of him, and you'd see him playing the guitar, and nobody'd ever heard him sing. Well, I certainly never heard him sing. And then his first album came out, it's like, oh, Jesus, I didn't anticipate that he would have such a wonderful voice.
He's a nice young man, and we're all real proud of him, and hope he has a long, successful career.
Yeah, I'm into that.
A voice foretold where I shall die, where my soul shall rest and my body lie, where unending pain ends for me, and I shall find, oh, I shall find my sanctuary. A voice foretold that at my grave down God shall come my soul to save, and there I will be endowed with grace, and I shall find, oh, I shall find my resting place.
Charlie, thank you very much. Congratulations on the new album, Mississippi Sun. I really appreciate you chatting to me. It's been a pleasure being able to listen to your music and watch your career over the last 35 years in which I've been involved, and it's such a pleasure to see a wonderful new album come out from you, and I look forward to many more.
Well, thank you very much. I admire your taste, and I hope I get to come to Australia soon, and maybe I'll be at the next Blues Festival.
I look forward to that.
Hey, this is Charlie Musselwhite, and you're listening to Blues with a Feeling with Sean Bendley. I ain't lying.
Sean Binley's Blues with a Feeling, brought to you by the Aramanga Motel in Caravan Park, smack dab in the middle of the red dirt plains of southwestern Queensland.
I thought I'd throw in a song from Chris Stone Kingfish Ingram, a Grammy winner this year for Best Contemporary Blues Album for just his second record, 662. And before that, my guest this week, Charlie Musselwhite, with the final couple of tracks from this week's featured record, Mississippi Sun, A Voice Foretold and Rank Strangers. Thanks for joining me this week. I'll leave you with a song from the late, great Kelly Jo Phelps, who passed away last week, quietly at home in Iowa. A remarkable artist who's featured on this show many times since the release of his debut album Lead Me On in 1994, the year this program began. I was offered the opportunity to promote Kelly Jo when he toured here, and he was a lovely fella whose playing ability was diminished quite severely due to a nerve disorder, which saw him move away from playing lap slide for more conventional approaches. And as I leave you with this song, When the Roll is Called Up Yonder from his Roll Away the Stone album, and the words of his producer Steve Dawson, who told The Guardian newspaper, I saw him go from a lap guitar-wielding blues man to a hardcore troubadour to an avant-garde improviser to a pretty monstrous flat picker, banjo frailer, and finally finding some peace and inspiration on bottleneck slide guitar. It was always a wild ride, and he never took the easy path. You've been listening to Blues with a Feeling.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, time shall be no more. In the morning breaks eternal bright and fair. Chosen ones will gather over on the other shore. Yeah, the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, call up yonder, when the roll's called up yonder, I'll be there. On that rain of cloud this morning, when the dead in Christ shall rise, in the glory of his resurrection chair, saints will gather to their home beyond the sky, and the roll's called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, before the master from dawn till setting sun. Let us talk of all this wondrous love and care. Yeah, when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, yeah, the road is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the road is called up yonder, when the road is called up yonder, when the road is called up yonder, when the road. hold of me on, I'll be there. When the roll is calling yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is calling yonder, I'll be there. You'll I'll be there. Oh, I'll be. Yeah.